car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and PCB Wealth Management. It's 25 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or at JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and multi-point inspections, the GM-trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stop at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Have peace of mind and save money with your vehicle running at its best. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you want. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Sherry Preston. Nikki Haley suspending her presidential campaign after winning just one Super Tuesday state, Vermont. The former South Carolina governor is set to deliver remarks at 10 a.m. Eastern time this morning. With more, here's ABC National correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Nikki Haley's decision to leave the race makes Donald Trump the presumptive GOP nominee. Trump was already on a course to win the nomination outright this month. Haley will not endorse Trump, but instead urge him to earn the votes of those who support her. More than 2.8 million people did, roughly a quarter of those voting in the GOP primaries thus far.
With more on the legal challenges facing Donald Trump going forward, here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
Exit polls showing major warning signs for the former president as he faces 91 criminal charges, with 79% of Haley voters saying they would be dissatisfied if Trump were the nominee. The exact same number saying he would be unfit for office if convicted of a crime.
This is ABC News. To write or not to write an Oscars speech? That's the question for all the Oscar nominees. ABC's Jason Nathanson getting the answer from one actor.
Barbie star America Ferrera is known for speeches. Her Barbie monologue likely got her her Best Supporting Actress nomination.
It is literally impossible to be a woman.
And should she win the Oscar Sunday night, she tells me she won't be winging her acceptance speech.
Nothing would make me more stressed the whole night than feeling like, what would I do if I was in that position? And then, like, what a missed opportunity if you're, like, up there just bumbling and you forget to thank your husband. You know, it's like, I don't want to be that person.
The favorite to win her category, the Holdovers star Davine Joy Randolph. Find out what happened Sunday night on ABC. Jason Nathanson, ABC News. Hollywood.
A new struggle for many Americans struggling with weight. The Wall Street Journal says some companies can't keep up with the cost for popular weight loss drugs. Some are cutting back on paying them, and others are cutting off on reimbursements altogether. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have moved to our amazing new location. We have no sign since city planning, zoning, and council all must approve a sign before we can put one up. We are on Sextonville Road, directly across the street from Simple Elegant Salon. We do not know how long the signage will take, so look for the Simple Elegant Salon. We are across the street with plants in our windows. Chris and I would like to thank Sue and Greg Potesnik for remodeling their building to create our new pharmacy, and Doug Meyer for an exceptional craftsmanship in transforming the building to an incredible pharmacy. Same phone number, continued exceptional service. Rod still delivers, we still mail, and we're across the street from Simple Elegance. Thank you for letting us care for you.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Forecast details coming up here on our Wednesday morning get-together from WRCO, WRCE. It's a nice, clear, sunshine morning at 5 minutes after 7.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. 172 South Church Street.
Time to celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new white hazelnut bark coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Today's sunshine and 53 with east winds around 10 miles per hour. Tonight, a few clouds, a low of 30. Thursday, 55, partly cloudy, continued warmer than normal. Thursday night, 36 with light rain likely late. And Friday, 45, some rain or snow could mix on Friday night. Right now in Richland Center, the air is calm following a midnight reading of 31. We are at our overnight low so far. It is 25 degrees. 7 minutes after 7 on a Wednesday morning, here's the new one from Dan and Shay.
Used to dream about buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill. Losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna feel an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is I don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world where my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is I don't live in bigger houses. For the rest of your life, greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna feel it.
empty cup if what you got's still not enough. Thing about happiness I found is it don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I found is it don't live in bigger houses.
Seven minutes after 7 o'clock, Florida lawmakers unanimously voted to rename State Highway A1A after Jimmy Buffett. On Monday, the Florida legislature passed a bill to create a license plate with the word Margaritaville on it. Proceeds from the sale of the plate will go to Buffett's charity, Singing for Change. Pretty cool news story today. Here's Jimmy Buffett and Martina McBride.
Hear him singing happy birthday. Better think about the wish I make. This year gone by ain't been a piece of cake.
Every day's a revolution. Pull it together and it comes undone. Just one more. I'll make a resolution that I'll never make another one.
Just enjoy this ride on my trip around the sun. Just enjoy.
I've been around the world. I've seen some pretty faces, been with some beautiful girls. After all I've witnessed, one thing still amazes me. Just like a miracle, you have to see to believe. God bless Texas. First he let the sun shine, then he made the waters deep. Then he gave us moonlight for all the world to see. Well, everybody knows that the Lord works in mysterious ways. God bless Texas. God bless Texas. I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas. I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas.
Little Texas on WRCO FM 100.9. It is 18 minutes after 7.
This is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Think of your furnace as the heart of your home. In the winter, it's essential to bringing warmth. During the summer, it plays an important role in moving cool air from your condenser. And all year long, your furnace could provide constant air circulation to keep you more comfortable. Therefore, it's important to have it serviced yearly by one of our trained HVAC technicians. We service all makes and models. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating today, 647-6345.
Simons Recreation Complex teaches swimming lessons for babies through adults. The goal is to have all children and adults comfortable, safe, and having fun in the water. All swimming classes are held in the heated indoor pool. Sign up is on now for group lessons. Learn to Swim classes are offered for all ages. Cost for an 8-week session of Learn to Swim classes is $40 for members, $75 for non-members. A child may also participate in the Every Child a Swimmer program, which provides lessons for only $10 once per year. Cost should never be a reason a child doesn't learn how to swim. Call Simons Recreation Complex at 647-8522 or view our classes online at simonsrec.com. Classes start the week of March 26th. Remember, every child should learn to swim.
With both
WCCU debit and credit cards, you can enjoy the ease of using a digital wallet. Simply download the digital wallet free from the App Store and add your WCCU cards. It makes online shopping a breeze. No more typing on those cumbersome forms that ask the same information over and over again. And no more fumbling through your purse or billfold. With your smartphone, simply open your secure digital wallet, pick your WCCU card, and in just seconds, your payment will be processed at any participating checkout. For more information, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union.
It's the 53rd Annual Sales Fair at Nelson Anchor Center in Viroqua. Get the lowest prices of the year, Saturday, March 16th through Sunday, March 24th. Huge savings on fencing, gates, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable prices on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one specials on gallons of paint. Plus, get an $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Thousands of items will be on sale at Sales Fair, March 16th through the 24th at Nelson Anchor Center, downtown Viroqua.
Binge drinking, or drinking five or more drinks on an occasion, is a risky behavior that carries high costs for individuals and communities. Binge drinking can lead to liver failure, alcohol poisoning, injury, violence, and death. If you are trying to quit binge drinking, telling your support systems about your plan to quit can help begin your journey towards a healthier life. If you would like to be connected to resources, contact the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
It's time for the roundup.
Rawhide, cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
There he is.
Good morning, Philip.
Hank Bray, ladies and gentlemen.
How you doing, buddy?
I am well, yes.
Are you well?
Pumped up the bike tires last night.
Did you?
Took a little bit of a roll around, you know.
Anybody go with you?
Yeah, the neighbor kid. Yeah. Put some cards in our spokes and...
Cool. That's the noise I hear in my truck.
Right. Oh, is that right? Yeah, you've got a noise in your truck. Have you ever been able to figure out what that's coming from?
What noise is that?
Right. I heard it. It's like a tick, or was that your blazer? Something was making noise.
Oh, yeah, it was my blazer. The rivets inside the Cadillac converter around the muffler are loose.
Okay.
And when you get a certain RPM, it just rattles.
Yeah.
And yeah, about $1,500 to fix it, so I'm good with the rattle.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah. And it's a known problem that they won't fix, so.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
One of those many, many things through the years that it's kind of a nuisance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But. Speaking of Chevrolet, Scott Smith is coming in today, Philip.
Is he really?
Yeah, yeah. He's going to get to come in and play, so I don't know if the Joneses family knows this, or so maybe I should give them a call and say, look, your guys are out playing around.
Just keep him away from the copy machine.
Yes, so. Right, without question. We will definitely do that. Anyway.
Yeah.
So you went on a walk this morning with Squirt, or was that?
Yeah, just a little.
Around the.
Out of the deck.
How did he do? Poor little guy.
Yeah, he's ailing a little bit.
Yeah, poor guy.
Squirt. Yep.
Poor little Squirt.
We're all getting there. I mean, I'm getting there, too.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So the weather changed overnight last night.
Yeah.
It went to cold. So I let my puppies out this morning like at 4:40. Boom, boom. They were quick.
They were done.
Yeah. Okay. I said, guys, we got to go out. So I had to walk them downstairs and say, let's go.
How's that on the new knees?
That early in the morning. They're not bad, buddy.
Not bad?
Yeah, my knees are good. I mean, after, you know, what's really helped me is this weight loss. It's really helped my knees.
Sure. So, right.
So, but I've kind of gained a pound or two, and I don't know what I'm doing wrong. So I'm thinking maybe.
Cheating once in a while.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe it's the Utter Brothers or whatever. It was good.
Yes, it was.
So anyway,
you probably don't have to put as much grease in your Zerks and your new knees. Then.
Right.
So, okay.
Yeah, I used that, what is it, gear grease.
Gear grease. Yeah, that'll work.
So it stays longer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, I got a couple Factor Hanks today
Factor
for you.
Factor Hank.
Yeah. Here's one for you, Philip.
All right.
Am I full of Hank, or is this a fact? The Sesame Street character Cookie Monster's real name is Clarence.
That's got to be true.
It's not.
It isn't?
You are a smart cookie. Sid, or Sidney is a Cookie Monster's real name.
Sidney. Oh, yeah. Man. Didn't know that.
All right. Cleopatra lived closer in time to the invention of the iPhone than she did to the building of the Great Pyramid Giza.
That's got to be true.
It is true. It is. Cleopatra died around 30 BC.
Oh.
Apple released the first iPhone in 2007.
Oh, man.
A Dutch woman, Jennifer Hoes, married herself in 2003, vowing to love and honor herself.
Herself?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, you'd be married to somebody you could get along with, right?
Right.
You'd hope, anyway.
Yeah.
I'll say that's true.
It is true. If it doesn't work out, then she can always divorce herself.
Yeah, right.
Airplane toilets, okay, Philip, are designed to dump toilet waste while in flight, which usually, but not always, instantly atomizes, so disintegrates.
Yes, that's true.
No, it's crap. frozen balls of Hank, frozen globules of poo can fall from airplanes, but this is not by design.
Oh, okay.
So
they don't just dump it out.
Right,
yeah.
Right. It'd probably be highly illegal.
There was that story some years ago, probably more than some years ago, but I believe it was a Dave Matthews Band, but their bus got in trouble for
releasing the waste.
Over a bridge that was...
at least get over the bridge.
Yeah, and it was a bridge that was like grated or whatever.
Right.
So it went right through.
Right.
You know, yeah, not a good thing.
One time owner of Blackwell's publisher, Miles Blackwell, willed his Scots dumpy hen, okay, Gigu, okay, that's her name, the hen Gigu, more than $15 million.
That's got to be true.
It is. That's not chicken feed.
Oh, golly.
All right. Here's one that's going to stump you.
Dumpy hen.
Yeah. Huh. The same actor who voiced Yoda in the Star Wars film was also the voice of the Muppet Miss Piggy.
Yeah, that has to be true.
Because it's Frank
Oz, right?
Yeah. Well, yes, that's impressive. It is Frank Oz.
I know some of those kind of things.
Yeah, that's weird that you know stuff that you don't know that you shouldn't know.
Yeah.
The planet Mercury is the hottest in our solar system.
Yes.
No, the answer with a degree of certainty is, although the closest to the sun, Mercury has a mean temperature of 333 degrees Celsius. According to NASA observations, Venus, the second planet, has a surface temperature of 900.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
You would think Mercury's
the closest.
Yeah. Yeah. Mark Twain once said, if you don't read the newspaper, you are uninformed. If you do read the newspaper, you are misinformed.
I'll say that's true.
It's Hank.
No, really?
This quote is, quote Mark Alers, never the twain did meet.
Huh.
So,
interesting.
So, it's really weird.
Huh.
So,
interesting.
The sell-by or use-by dates on makeup are designed to increase sales by falsely obsoleting products prematurely.
That's got to be true.
It's crap. It's Hank.
What?
False facts. Face facts and observe the use by and sell by dates on makeup. It's no, but I thought it would be.
Yeah.
So
throwing me for some Hank.
I am. The word woke, first used during the 1940s, means to be woken up or to be aware of social facts and issues.
I guess that's probably true.
It's a wake up call, Phil.
There you go.
All right. So, anyway, any plans for tonight, buddy?
Well, let me see.
Alea? Yeah,
that was last night. That was last night.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she stayed over and...
she did.
Kept me hopping
a
little bit. Right, exactly.
Will you have to take her back today or not?
Yes. We'll transport her back.
The taxi of Alea.
Driving Miss Alea.
You're driving Miss Alea.
She orders me around, too.
Does she really?
Yep. Doesn't call me Grandpa. She calls me Phil.
Really?
Phil. Go
Phil.
Do this. Phil, do that.
Then,
she hears the other kids at daycare.
Does she?
Yeah, that's what it is.
She goes, Phil's always in trouble then.
Yeah.
Hey, did you know the shortest name in the United States? Do you know what the shortest place name in the United States
place
is?
Place name.
So like a city or some place?
I don't know that I could recall it, no.
It's Y.
Why? Why?
Alaska.
Why Alaska? Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
There you go. You should. You're a raisin connoisseur.
No.
A raisin dropped in a glass of fresh champagne will bounce up and continuously form from the bottom of the glass to the top. So it just bounces. Did you know that? A raisin dropped in
that.
A glass of fresh champagne.
Never tried it.
Will bounce on.
Wow. Any wonder who did, but I...
Yeah, who and why?
Somebody was bored.
Yeah. Nintendo was founded in 1889 as a playing card company. They made their first video game in 1978.
I did not know that either.
Oh. I did not know that. Astronauts get sick so often in space that their toilets have a special setting for vomit. You know what?
That's good to know.
You learn a lot of stuff
really,
here, buddy.
Really good to know that.
You do. So, yeah. we got spring sports coming. We got home talent around the corner in May, and
we do.
So
first real Brewer game is March 28th.
Yes,
not too far down the road. Right.
So. When's your first spring sports? Have you worked on your schedule?
I think it's April 1st. I know there are
so you're
some
going
things,
April.
There's some things the last week of March, but I've always been like, they could happen this year.
They very well could.
But generally, we wait till April.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, I remember, was it last year? No, the year before when you were sick, that it was the coldest I've ever been with Ron.
Yeah, you guys got out there pretty early that
year. Yeah, it was cold. it was cold. Yeah. I was so cold that my teeth was chattering. Yeah, so they were sitting in Riverdale while doing softball. Boy, it was chilly.
Right. So. Yeah, I've had some spring sporting games where my table was uneven because two of the legs were on a snowbank. You know, and then you think, it's kind of cold to be out here.
Ron didn't get cold. I think I was blocking him from the wind that day.
Oh, that could be.
I've been thinking about this.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've heard about you breaking wind. Yeah, so.
Yeah. All right, my man. Hey, I hope you have a great day, and good luck driving Miss Alea, and everybody be kind.
Sounds good. Hank Ray joining us today.
Parents, are you looking for a child care and preschool that will help your child's development in a safe and warm environment? Bethlehem Lutheran Academy offers a 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old kindergarten program that teaches the building blocks of literacy, play-based learning, and a school readiness program from an award-winning teacher with over 15 years' experience. To enroll or schedule a tour, contact us today at 608-495-4905 or find out more information at BethlehemLutheranAcademy.com. Bethlehem Lutheran Academy, where quality education and a parent's peace of mind are only minutes away.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels, custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors? From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
The 6th Annual Red Fest Red Angus Sale is Sunday, March 24th at the Bloomington Livestock Exchange. With the auction starting at 1 p.m., beef producers add local top-notch genetics to your herd this spring with our selection of bulls, bred cows, heifers, cow-calf pairs, and open heifers. Online bidding is available at dvauction.com and cattleusa.com. Please register to buy online prior to the sale. Visit redfestsale.com to view up-to-date information. Red Fest, Sunday, March 24th at the Bloomington Livestock Exchange.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure just that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know getting the right product is the secret to success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you'll have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned, reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered. Offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
7:35. Today's forecast calls for mostly sunny conditions and a high of 53, a few clouds, and 30 tonight. So probably pretty much in the same ballpark as this morning, although we did drop to 25 briefly. It is 29 degrees. This day in history, March 6th of 1912, Oreo sandwich cookies first introduced by the National Biscuit Company. 1944, U.S. heavy bombers staged the first full-scale American raid on Berlin during World War II. And it was in 1981 when Walter Cronkite signed off for the last time as principal anchorman of the CBS Evening News. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
When you visit The Shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit The Shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The Shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at The Shoebox in Black Earth.
Happy birthday wishes to Levi Gills. Love from Mom and Dad. Richland Center Primary School saluting Ulysses S. Grant Hamlin, who has a birthday today. Bloom City Town Crier salutes Brett Keller. Happy birthday, Lori Ann Pillow, with love from Mom and Dad. Aaron Schauer from Lori and the Guys. Happy birthday, Aaron, from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret as well. Happy 18th birthday to Taylor Pickle from Grandpa and Grandma Pickle. Happy wishes to Mary Mae Stanichka from Cousin Charlene. And checking the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club calendar today, happy wishes to Mary Clark. Also, we salute Pat Hines and Austin Mayer. Happy birthday to son Chase Ritten, who has a birthday, from Dad and Lucky. To Rose Huffman, special granddaughter from Grandma and Grandpa Olson. Have an awesome day, Rose. Happy birthday, Brian Bell, from Mom. And to Brian Bell from Sarah and Daryl. Happy 50th, by the way, to Brian Bell. Have a great day today. And a happy birthday wish from the RC Lions to Courtney Alvin, Aaron Schauer, Levi Young, Ryan Lee, and also DeLoss Markin. Have a great day today. Happy anniversary to Rich and Sugar Gunderson, who celebrate an anniversary today.
Wait, what? It's our anniversary already? At JJ Walsh Jewelers, we hear this story all the time. Life is so busy that you forget to get your wife an anniversary gift. This is Amanda, and I'm here to help you. I can help you choose just the right heirloom jewelry piece that she will treasure for years. Whether it's a sparkly diamond bracelet or a casual pair of silver earrings, it's my honor to help you with this exciting purchase. $20 or $2,000, it doesn't matter. I've got your back. Remember, this is Amanda, and I care about your big occasion. JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center, Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
South Central Livestock Exchange of Reedsburg is dedicated to producers. There will be a slaughter auction this Thursday at 2 p.m. with a feeder sale to follow. March 14th is a hay sale starting at noon. Unable to attend? You can pre-register at Cattle USA to watch online. South Central Livestock Exchange of Reedsburg, marketing fat cattle, cull cows, bulls, and feeder cattle. If you have any questions or you'd like to sell cattle, call Barry at 963-1006. See you this Thursday at South Central Livestock Exchange of Reedsburg.
The changing seasons mirror the changing seasons of our lives. Each season offers something special. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We're committed to celebrating life. We strive to help you celebrate the life of a loved one who has been lost, and we work hard to help the living open new seasons of life, recovering from the grief that comes with loss. Whatever your season in life, we are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
20 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, we're at 29 degrees in Richland Center. The Brewers got clobbered yesterday. Well, actually, both were clobbering, but it was San Francisco winning 13-8 in exhibition baseball. And the Bucks, with a game coming up on the West Coast, they'll be playing at Golden State this evening. Next action for the Badger men's basketball team is going to be coming up on Thursday night. You're the action on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Here is Alabama.
Sometimes her morning coffee is way too strong, and sometimes what she says all wrong. Right or wrong, she's there beside me, like only a friend would be. And that's close enough to perfect for me. Now she's been known to wear her pants too tight, and drinking puts her out just like a light. Heaven knows she's not an angel, but she'd really like to be, and that's close enough to perfect for me. She kisses me each morning and smiles a sleepy smile, and she don't have to say it, I can see it in her eyes. Don't you worry about my woman or what you think she ought to be. She's close enough to perfect for me. Sometimes she gets down and starts to cry, but then again a lady has arrived. She's everything I've ever wanted, she's all I'll ever need. She's close enough to perfect for me. She kisses me each morning and smiles a sleepy smile. She don't have to say it, I can see it in her eyes. Don't you worry about my woman or what you think she ought to be. She's close enough to perfect for me. Oh, she's close enough to perfect. We'll be right back.
Alabama, as we salute our special couple celebrating anniversaries in Southwest Wisconsin today. This is Phil Nee wishing you the best on a Wednesday.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Where can you find quality furniture and excellent service? Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress Outlet offers the brand name furnishings you want, including Ashley. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress and Outlet offers good, better, and best. If you don't find what you love in the store, we can order for you. Financing is available to qualified buyers. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, two locations in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News time at 7:45 is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philback family of dealerships, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Today's forecast calls for sunshine and 53, a few clouds tonight, and 30, Thursday 55, and again, warmer than normal. Right now it is 29 degrees.
Are you facing a money purchase plan rollover? Don't navigate it alone. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our financial advisors specialize in guiding you through important financial decisions. To explore your rollover options and discuss potential tax implications, reach out to Capital Wealth Advisory Group today. Call 608-647-8842. You have questions, we've got answers.
From the Civic Media News Desk and in for Joanne Krulatz today, I'm Phil Nee. Here's what you need to know. A police chief says the combined reward in the case of a 3-year-old Wisconsin boy who vanished last month has risen to $25,000. Two Rivers Police Chief Ben Meinert said in a news release yesterday that a Manitowoc County Crime Stoppers reward for information leading to the location and return of Elijah Vu, or the arrest and conviction of those responsible for his disappearance, has risen to as much as $10,000. Meinert says the Crime Stoppers reward is in addition to an FBI reward of up to $15,000 in the case. The boy was last seen February 20th at a residence in Two Rivers. A man died from a fall from a pedestrian bridge in Madison.
Police report it happened Monday afternoon on the city's far east side. The 71-year-old fell from the bridge, then got up and began running before collapsing. Life-saving efforts were begun after he was found in a shallow creek, pulseless and not breathing. An ATV carried the man to a medical helicopter that landed nearby, but he was declared dead before it took off. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Residents of District 3 in Richland Center will be represented by a familiar face following the reappointment of Melanie Walters at last night's Richland Center City Council meeting. Three individuals voiced a desire to serve in the vacant position following the resignation of Walters in late 2023. They were Walters, Brian Larson, and Grant Worthington. Walters stated that she had resigned from the position for legal reasons as she was pursuing the position of city treasurer. As a result, she could not serve on the council since she has withdrawn her application for employment with the city and is again eligible to serve on the council. Walters was voted to fill the vacated seat on a 7-0 vote by the council. The former Jefferson Elementary School will see new life. A plan to convert the building into a multi-use facility was submitted by Kerry Norman. The plan may include dwelling units, a daycare facility, governmental offices, professional offices, medical offices, community-based residential facilities, health and recreation facilities, a commercial kitchen, and storage facilities. In order to fulfill the plan, Norman made a request to the council to rezone the block from R34 to R5. The council unanimously approved the request. The council also approved the sale of property located at 921 North Jefferson Street, which had been deemed blighted. The sale to ENS Development LLC was approved for redevelopment. The redevelopment plan is to build a duplex on the property. The Richland Center City Council also approved a geographic information system, or GIS map, of Richland Center and Bowen Cemeteries. To move this project forward, Richland Center and Southwestern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission will develop a map with information such as cemetery section, block, and lot, veteran status, name of deceased, date of birth, spouse, date of death, and obituary. The financial impact of this project is not to exceed $15,000 for the outlay and an annual support fee of $1,000. In other action, the council approved a Class B liquor license and a transfer of a Class B beer license for RC Taco's new location at 2320 U.S. Highway 14 East. A temporary Class B beer and Class B wine license for Richland County Performing Arts Council on March 23rd, and a picnic license for St. Mary of the Assumption for April 27th at 1050 North Orange Street. The next meeting scheduled for Richland Center City Council was scheduled for Tuesday, April 2nd, which is also primary election day. The council approved to meet Tuesday, April 16th at 6:30 instead. An informational session will be held tonight for voters in the Kickapoo Area School District. The district is seeking a $1.6 million recurring referendum for operational expenses. Residents are encouraged to attend the community information meeting tonight from 6 until 7 at the Kickapoo Area High School Auditorium to find out more about the referendum. If it is approved, the funds would be phased in over 4 years at $400,000 a year over the next 4 years. Going forward, the district would have the authority to tax for the additional $1.6 million, but would not be required to tax the full amount if it is not needed. Title I Family Fun Night will be held tonight from 5 until 6 at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. See Minnesota magician Curtis Allen Head performing a show about the magic of reading. All students from the Richland Center Primary and Intermediate Schools and their families are welcome to attend. Each student will receive a free book and be entered into a drawing for their own magic kit. The burn ban for Vernon County has been lifted. The Fire Chiefs Association has lifted the ban that was in effect since Friday, March 1st, for Vernon County. Outdoor burning can resume, including burning of brush and grass at this time. Please remember that if you're going to do any burning, though, call the Vernon County Sheriff's Office Dispatch Center at 608-637-2123 before burning. This is to ensure that they are aware of the burning in case other calls come in. When you are done burning, you should notify the dispatch center to let them know your burning is complete so they can take it off their list. Please be mindful of the weather conditions on the day that you plan to burn. March is National Reading Month. Wisconsin librarians say kids read books if they like the topics and the formats, like graphic novels for preteens. Blaise Burton works at the Mercer Library.
It is a lot of dialogue. Sometimes there's some context, you know, paragraphs and stuff in there, but it gives kids that visual, and sometimes they need that to keep going.
He says kids respond better when teachers and parents take an informal approach. Libraries in Wisconsin are coming up with novel ways to get kids in their doors, including passports that let them check out and return books in a wide area.
And then you get the kids into the libraries, you get them a book in their hand, and you say, here, you can take this, and then just return it to the next one you go at.
Burton says incentives make reading feel less like a chore. Speaking of reading, a community read and author presentation will be hosted by the Brewer Public Library this Saturday at 10. It will feature Tailspin, the story of a World War II tail gunner from Soldier's Grove who fell 4 miles in a severed plane tail and lived. Copies of the book are available to pick up at the Brewer Public Library. The event will feature author John Armbruster. John Armbruster will be our guest on today's morning show. Another inmate has been found dead at a troubled Wisconsin prison, the fourth in the last 8 months. State Department of Corrections officials said yesterday that 62-year-old Donald Meyer died at Waupun Correctional Institution on February 22nd. They said that the Dodge County Sheriff's Office and the County Medical Examiner were investigating the death, and no further information was available.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at Philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Here are today's vital statistics. Richard Arnold Dick Bessler, 88 of La Crosse, formerly of Viroqua, died February 26th. Funeral services will be held Thursday morning at 11 at Thorson Pop Funeral and Cremation Services in Viroqua. Burial with military honors will follow in the Viroqua Cemetery. Friends may call at the Thorson Pop Funeral and Cremation Services on Thursday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. Richard Arnold Dick Bessler, 88 of La Crosse, formerly of Viroqua. Linda Lou Ritten, 72 of Muscadet, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held Thursday morning at 11 at the Avoca Bible Church, with burial to follow in the Pulaski Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Avoca Bible Church Thursday from 9 until the time of the service at 11. Linda Lou Ritten, 72 of Muscadet. Marjorie Ellen Piesel, 79 of Sauk County, died Thursday at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. Services will be held Thursday afternoon at 1 at Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at Clary Memorial Funeral Home Thursday from 11 until the time of the services at 1. In lieu of flowers, the family asks that donations be made to the St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Marjorie Ellen Piesel, 79, of Sauk County. Lisa Marie Klang, 48 of Cazenovia, died Saturday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Graveside services will be held Friday at 2 at St. Anthony's Cemetery in Germantown. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 3 until 6 at St. Anthony's School. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family of Lisa Marie Klang, 48, of Cazenovia. Craig Peach of Richland Center died February 25th. Funeral services will be held Saturday morning at 11 at the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church. Friends may call at the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church Saturday from 9 until the time of the service at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. For Craig Peach of Richland Center. Charles E. Butcher, 92, of Valley, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Burr Wesleyan Church, rural Hillsboro. Burial with military rites will be in the Forest Burr Cemetery. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro Friday from 4 until 7 and at the Burr Wesleyan Church Saturday from 10 until the service time at 11. Charles E. Butcher, 92, of Valley. Mark F. Trum, 41, of Boscobel, died unexpectedly Thursday. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Hickory Grove Cemetery, Hickory Grove Township. Friends may call at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet Saturday from 9 until the time of the service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be directed to the family to be donated to the Boscobel School Forest property. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Mark F. Trum, 41, of Boscobel. Alice E. Stoll, 93, of Yuba, died Sunday at home. Funeral services will be held Monday morning at 11 at St. Aloysius Catholic Church in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Czechs National Cemetery, Yuba. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro Sunday from 2 to 4. Friends may also call at St. Aloysius Church Monday from 10 until the time of the Mass at 11. Alice E. Stoll, 93, of Yuba.
With warm temperatures, birds singing, and muddy paws around the corner, we have you covered at Chet's. Hello, friends. Ellie here. Where can you buy a 50-pound bag of black oil sunflower seeds for $21.99? How about a hint? It's also the place where that bag will be loaded into your car before you can even finish your shopping. Or where you can purchase a 50-pound bag of Chet's premium bird seed, or any 50-pound bag of seed, and have it split into two bags, so that when you get home, you can carry them comfortably. Our team at Chet's Feed and Seed and Such are here to serve you. Our friends are our top priority, and we strive to make every purchase the best, with less stress for the customer. We appreciate each and every one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down today at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, and see our new store with an open